Up on our Facebook, if you follow us, facebook.com/PetchNamey. Thanksgiving next week, I'm not ready for it. I think it's the weather. The lack of it being a little bit chillier.
It's definitely throwing a curveball. They're saying already it's been the warmest October in over 30 years. So, and then we're rolling into November, and November's kind of shaping up a bit that way as well, like nearly 70 tomorrow.
Yeah, which is okay with me.
Oh, yeah,
me too. This is the weather I want without having to move to the West Coast.
But it does throw you a curveball mentally, I think, because now you're getting in that mindset of, oh, it should be really chilly now, and it's not.
So we asked what your favorite recipe was. Trisha Kale said broccoli cheese casserole. Eliza Carmichael said green bean casserole. But Beth Tarrant, she said her favorite Thanksgiving is chicken and broccoli lo mein because her and her husband do Chinese food each year, and they go to the movies. And I was thinking, because... and we talked about this before, how much pressure the holidays are on when you have to go run a lot of places. And I grew up, my parents divorced when I was very young. So I always, every holiday, it was, you know, split the time equally between the family. And that means, you know, when I had my mom's house, her parents, so my grandparents on her side, then my dad's side and my aunts and uncles and grandparents, and you're constantly running around. So I've spent my entire life, every holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, the big ones, you know, running around from house to house. Make sure nobody felt left out.
Yep,
everybody's loved equally, except for I hate the holidays because I don't get to relax. I don't get to hang out. You have your gifts. I'm the bag lady, and I'm constantly. I drive from wherever to Massachusetts, driving down. I live here. Drive 2 hours up, and I know it's stupid to complain because I do love my family.
Oh yeah,
but I also love being left alone in my downtime.
You gotta have downtime.
Yeah, so when Beth said that, I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's time for a new Thanksgiving recipe. Maybe it's time for a new Thanksgiving tradition. And I think this year, well, I don't think I'm doing it. I'm staying home. We work Wednesday and Friday. So I'm staying home down here for Thanksgiving. I'm not going to Jersey. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit in my sweatpants. This will be the first year in my entire life that I will not have to get up and run around.
See, and it's so funny you say that because we've been talking about this in our house. And normally we'll go out for Thanksgiving dinner. But this year, we've been talking about just hanging at home, watching movies, and just chilling out and getting pizza and just like, and that's it. So I think that's how that's going to go down.
I'm going to sit at home with my bottle of wine. I'm going to sit at home with my Chinese food, and I'm going to binge watch Netflix. I'm going to watch any movie. I'm going to watch all the movies. There's football.
Yeah. So it's all
I'll be
good.
So happy. I think my roommate's got to work. I'm going to be bras off in that house.
I like it. That definitely works.
What is your weird Thanksgiving tradition? Are you not the stereotypical, everybody's going to Pam's. Yeah. You know, everybody brings something.
And the only person who likes that is Pam because she's doing all the cooking and
stuff. Exactly, because she doesn't have to leave. She can drink the two bottles of wine and go to bed. What is your weird Thanksgiving tradition? You can tweet at PetchNamey424-1234 to be part of the show.